That was White Shag doing 78 Grand Tram. What better vehicle to go on a road trip for than the muscle car? They have a show Saturday night with Circus Boy at Corktown. In the background right now, we've got Passalacqua. They've got a show Tuesday at a venue I'm not familiar with. You're going to have to try to find this one. It's on Woodward Avenue in Ferndale. It's called the Grasshopper Underground. Passalacqua. They're also going to be playing as part of the Don Was Super Sessions at Concert of Colors. Let's give it a listen. We are about to go live on WHFR Dearborn with the Sleepy Thieves as soon as we get the thumbs up. So hang in there and enjoy the music. Well, I didn't hear any of the Passalacqua in there, but I've got Third Coast Kings also queued up, and they are playing Sunday at Cliff Bell's. Let's give that a spin. And we'll be going live in just a matter of minutes. Okay, we are ready to go live in the studio. I'm going to bring down Third Coast King, who have a show this Sunday at Cliff Bell's, and bring up the speakers and the mic in the studio. Can you hear us? Turn this one down.
Turn that right down.
Alrighty.
In fact, we're ready to start here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 today. We have the Sleepy Thieves in the studio. Hey, Sleepy Thieves, are you there? They are there. In fact, Mr. Thieves, what are you going to start off with today?
This one is called Ah Shucks, Mary Lou. It's the first song we ever wrote together back in elementary school. One, two,
three. I'll stand by and watch you meditate. Some things never change, your voice, your face, just say it. there tiptoe on the floor. I still shout some more. Still you wait back, you don't know what for. Makes you want it more and more. More and more. Mary Lou, I can never tell if you're a witchcraft or a spell. Oh, oh, oh. I shall Mary Lou, I am never sure if you're a poison or a cure. If you're a poison or a cure. If you're a poison or a cure.
Thieves right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. In fact, Mr. Thief, would you like to introduce the band?
My name is Daniel. Nobody but my mother refers to me as Mr. Thief. So, first we have Danny on the drums. He's a very talented drummer. Michael on the bass. Donovan on the lead guitar. And I'm playing rhythm guitar and doing some singing. So.
All right. In fact, how long have you guys been together?
A couple days.
Yeah, we've gone through some band lineup changes lately, and yeah, a couple days.
Okay, well, being thieves, you want to keep on the lowdown. So
that's right. Sorry, don't tell anybody.
Well, I'm glad that you were able to work it out and get in today.
Me too. It took a lot of work.
Well, in
and
fact,
some fleas were involved, but we won't talk about that.
Well, in fact, now that we got you here, what would you like to play next?
Speaking of bugs, this next one's about spiders. This one we wrote yesterday. All right.
paradise will ease your head. Listen again, this is what I said. Little red spider, would be better off dead.
Did you really just write that yesterday?
We just practiced it this morning.
Whoa.
Wrote it yesterday.
Whoa, it sounds great. In fact, you guys sound great going over the air. It's got a real interesting sound. I'll have to apologize to our listeners if you're listening to our FM broadcast. There's a big storm coming in. There's a weather alert coming in. But you can listen to the whole show on our podcast uninterrupted after 6 o'clock.
It's going to be a fun ride to Farmington.
Yeah. Oh, right. Right, but yeah, you guys are safe
60,
and sound here.
60-mile-an-hour winds in the northern suburbs coming in. So, but that was only a little 30-second blurb that interrupted that song. But we are back live and good to go, and you guys sound great.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having us.
I've always been dying to get interrupted by a weather report, so check it on your bucket list there.
In fact, you've got you guys have a really interesting sound. It's got flavors from a lot of different places. So
it's interesting that you say that because our lead guitar player and our drummer Donovan and Danny are both heavily influenced by jazz, whereas Mike and I are not nearly at all the same.
Well,
we're kind of a little melting pot today.
Well, I can hear it in there. That's a really cool thing about it.
Yeah, I hope so. Good.
All right. You.
Now, you've got a show coming up at the Lager House on July 2nd?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll be playing with three other bands. One of them's from New York. So grab your girlfriend, your boyfriend. Come on out.
Okay. Hey, who's playing, Margaret?
Let's see. We've got the Isle of Rhodes from New York.
Yeah.
Robert McFly in the Free
Radicals,
and Zombie Jesus in the Chocolate Sunshine Band.
That sounds
pretty
good.
Delicious.
Yeah. And don't forget the Sleepy Thieves. That'll be July 2nd. That's a Tuesday.
Yeah. Party night of the week, in my opinion.
We're also playing at Brightly Twisted in Livonia, I think it is. It's a grand opening of a store of one of our friends, so
cool.
If you want to come down and get some tie-dye clothes
That's tonight.
Yeah.
8
p.m.
Mike, you have a beautiful radio voice.
Thank you.
In fact, do you know where the store is at?
Do we know where it's at?
Yeah, where is it in Livonia?
Brightly Twisted in Livonia. Do you know the address, Mike?
I got the address right here. Hold on.
Well, do you have an interview question?
We do want people to come to your shows, because it's always cool to see you live.
All right, it's at 12856 Farmington Road. We'd really love if you came out and saw us. It's going to be nice.
All right, do you know what that's near on Farmington?
Absolutely no idea. We're actually going to try to find it ourselves tonight.
Through the storm.
I don't know.
Yeah. About 6 mile, I'd say.
We'll see. Margaret thinks it's about 6 mile. We'll take a look and see.
Okay, thank you.
All right, what have you got next for us?
This next one's called Jackknife. Not to be confused with Mac the Knife. Very similar. Thank you.
and Sarah Fim. I'm be your Samson. Cut me off, cut me off. I'll be your jackknife. Show my sharp parts. Cut me off, cut me off. Cut me master, I want it now, I want it faster. Master, master, I want it now, I want it faster. Master, master.
Got the Sleepy Thieves right here on Motor Live Drive. In fact, they've got a big show tonight. Yes, tonight at Slightly Twisted. Now, that's on Farmington Road.
Just Brightly Twisted.
Brightly Twisted. Thank you.
That's Slightly Twisted.
Oh. I'm the one who's slightly twisted. It's the clothing that is brightly twisted.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a cute name. I've been looking. I was looking at their Facebook page and their website, and it's, you know, it's tie-dyed stuff, so mm-hmm. Brightly Twisted. Got
yeah,
it.
It's on Farmington Road, just south of 96.
Rod.
Yeah.
Okay.
Farmington Road.
Farmington Road, right. South of 96, just south of Schoolcraft.
Could you write that down for us, actually?
We will.
We did.
Write us a map.
And you could also have a show at the Logger House on Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you've got a lot of big things going on. And, in fact, what other shows do you have coming up?
We're playing August 14th. We're going to take a little bit of a break and get some new material worked out and play on August 14th at Campus Martius Park.
Whoa!
In Detroit.
That'll be a cool show for
it
you.
It will be. I expect you all to be there. It's on a Wednesday, so you won't be working this show.
and it's for lunchtime.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's a lunchtime, lunchtime outdoor series. So it'll be cool. It's a nice little place to play.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. In fact, why don't we get some more music out of you guys?
Alrighty.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, we want to make you work.
All right. Well, this next one is called Dance Sucker Dance. It's our disco tune. Mm.
heard you were the bullseye on my breast, that I was felled by your feathers. Weightlessness, what a mess I must have been. What a mess I must have been. So then, send my anchor into the cement. If it breaks or on your own, call me, tell me how it went. What a mess I must have been. What a mess I must have been. I tried to lean close for a kiss, but they're always misfit. Made the most of having absolutely nothing to give. Cast away, I have nothing to give you. Leave, cast away, I have nothing to give you. You said, I am the worst pretender you've ever seen. You were dancing with the most ungrateful beast. What was it that gave it away? What was it that gave me away? It should not be hard for you to remember. You said you liked it better when we were strangers. What was it that gave it away? What was it that gave it away? I tried to lean close for a kiss, but they're always misfit. Made the most of having absolutely nothing to give. Cast away, I have nothing to give you. Leave, cast away, I have nothing to give you.
Sucker Dance by Sleepy Thieves. How did you come up with that one?
Well, you know, in like a Clint Eastwood movie, when let's talk about it after.
Okay, but
it's not much of a disco song, other than the little wah wah pedal thing. But
it's a little quick for disco.
Yeah.
Well, tell me, it's kind of bored. So,
Well, you've got to tell me, Thieves, where do those songs come from?
Well, all the music is pretty much equally written by the band. And I come up with a lot of the words. That Little Red Spiders was one of Mike's songs, actually. The bass player's. And so it's kind of... Well, the sound is...
there's kind of a set process.
Yeah.
Usually, Dan will come up with the main framework of the tune. And then we'll all kind of iron out the kinks together, so to say, and add little... pins and ribbons or nuances. Whatnot, nuances and dynamics.
And this is kind of a new configuration of the band, so you're really just kind of a work in progress here.
Oh, yeah, we've had last night and tonight. last night and this morning.
Yeah. We've known each all from high school, though. We've been been friends since high school. Just we kind of threw it together, so we've jammed in the past. It's just the first time we've made it something permanent, I guess, instead of just hanging out, having fun.
Yeah.
Well, you've got some good gigs lined up.
Oh, yeah.
So congratulations.
Thank you, Lee Majors.
We owe it to you.
Yeah, we got a shout-out to Lee Majors, who made this possible, suggested you guys come in today. And
thanks for having us. We're very much obliged to be here. It's a lot of fun.
Well, we've
never been in a radio studio before. I like your decorations.
Yes, the disco lights really help. Yeah. It's the mood that we try and set for everybody here.
You guys have a secret compartment, one of the tiles, it folds, and then the disco ball comes down.
Yeah. Yes, don't tell everybody now. Yeah, we try and keep that on the lowdown.
And if you play too loud, you start get this rattling from all of the CDs that are on the shelves. So we try to keep that, curb that. But
that's why there's a rug over my amp.
We do what has to be done. And we've got to give a shout out to Marley. It says, you guys sound great out there.
Oh, so thanks, Marley.
Yeah. So, in fact, we got to keep it going. They say you sound so good. You got to prove it.
We'll do our best.
So what you got next?
This one is called Please, Please, Please Do Not Forget. And we'll probably forget it. This is also one of the ones we wrote yesterday.
Better not forget that anything you
The Sleepy Thieves here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. In fact, for all your brand new fans out there, since you've just reconfigured, what's the best way for people to get a hold of the Sleepy Thieves?
You can call us. No, you can't. We have a SoundCloud, which is soundcloud.com/sleepy, one of those little hyphen dashes, then thieves. Once again, that's soundcloud.com/sleepy-thieves. And look for the puppies. We're the ones with the puppies.
Ooh.
We're also on Facebook, obviously. Stolen. They're stolen puppies, yeah.
Stolen puppies?
Yeah, come get them for free. They're in we're in the back of our truck right now.
Sleepy thieves.
You got watch
living up to expectations.
Stolen puppies.
Well.
I came out to shoot a picture a few minutes ago, and I noticed the amp on the floor. That's a pretty nice-looking amp. What kind of equipment do you guys... Are you... playing through? So people ask us from time to time when they hear bands.
Well, Donovan and I are the other guitar player. Donovan and I, I'm another guitar player. We are definitely from opposite sides of the
amp spectrum right now.
Yeah,
they're both
the
really
water.
Big and loud though.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Daniel, what do you play?
I'm playing through a Vox AC30 C2.
And what guitar are you playing?
I'm playing a nice little red Harmony Rocket. If anybody knows what that is, it's a beautiful guitar.
And you've got at least one pedal down there.
I just have one. It's just a foot switch. I'm not big into using a lot of pedals. I don't have the hand-eye coordination to sing, play guitar, and push pedal buttons. So I just stick to one.
Okay. And Donovan, what are you playing?
I'm playing out of a 65 Fender Twin Reverb reissue with a Celestion Vintage 30 in place of one of the Jensens. With a GNL S500 with a maple fretboard. And this amp is actually, there's a kind of a cool story behind it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, long ago when I was 13 and I was making my first garage band with my best friend down the street, his older brother, he was a drummer, his older brother was a drummer. His drummer was in this band and they rehearsed at his garage, and I actually played this amp for the first time when I was 13. Another local guitar player owned it. It was the first tube amp I ever played, and I was like, oh, I got to go get one, and went out and bought dozens and dozens, went through tons of amps, and ended up with this amp 7 years later, and it was the first tube amp I ever played, so that's kind of cool.
All right. It is cool.
It's a great story. It was meant to be yours.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike, what kind of bass are you playing today?
I was playing a Fender Jazz Bass, you know, can't go wrong with that.
And what are you playing it through?
I'm throwing through a Ampeg BA-112.
All right, and the drummer back there. I know we never give drummers microphones, but...
I have no idea what I'm playing right now.
Right, he's playing my drum kit. It's a 1971 Sonar Swinger that I stole.
we'll keep
same
that on the lowdown.
Same place as the puppies?
I would like to note that the guitar playing the Harmony Rocket is also the bass player's.
That I also stole.
He funds half the band through his endeavors.
He is the least sleepiest thief.
He's a busy thief.
Well, in fact, I never would have thought that, just looking at him. But that's what makes a really good thief.
Well, I'm Sicilian, so you know.
We're not going to get into that. But In fact, why don't we have some more music rather than all these confessions?
Oh, we're such great conversationalists. I like getting to know you guys. We're getting really intimate. This song goes into what I was saying earlier with our different influences, and this is one of my strongest influences is country, and this is a ballad that I wrote, ladies.
In a minute we'll get this. What's it called?
It's called Illegal Fireworks. Remember when big fireworks in Michigan used to be illegal?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that's about.
And it's a love song?
Yeah, to gunpowder and loud noises. Two favorite things in the world.
Okay, I think Ellen's making a switch on something there. So you started your first your band in your garage when you were 13, you said? Danny?
Well, no, me and Dan have been playing together since we were 16. Every year since high school, we've been together trying to form new bands, trying to make new noises. This is our latest one. Donovan went to high school with us, and Danny was a year above us, who was we thought he was a cool kid. He never really talked to us that much back in the day, but now he's our slave playing drums for us. So
confessions. Yeah. Oh, this is way better. Thank you very much.
Okay,
we'll thank Alan Cantino. He always takes care of of everybody here. And we couldn't do the show without Mr. Alan Cantino.
All right. So we're going to hear Illegal Fireworks.
Illegal Fireworks.
Not one of my favorite things.
But it'll be a brand new country classic.
We'll agree to disagree about this.
Okay.
Ready, boys?
Driftless mayflies, we light fireworks to break the night wide open, wide open. Buzzed enough to hatch a plan to disappear before the fun is over. All over, climbing rocks in high tops and Cattan hills. If we keep this talk up long enough, nobody's gonna know we're real. Let's hit the street, assume no names, rig the game to play in our favor. Oh, even if we fail to win, we'll pass, go again, to keep the fire from fading. The view of town is better from on top the Ferris wheel. If we keep this act up long enough, nobody's gonna know we're real. Stick a wrench in your watch, I would, to keep the time from moving. If I could throw a stick in the spokes, I would, but it wouldn't make a gosh darn difference. You'd rather walk in high tops, can't stand them Cattan hills. If we keep this talk up long enough, nobody's gonna know where. been the ones that left, but it was them who drew the line. Wherever we end up, I hope the weather's out.
That didn't sound like fireworks at all. What's the song about?
Fireworks of love. It's a metaphor.
Ah.
We'll just call it that.
Well, that's probably Margaret's favorite illegal firework.
I don't know. We won't go there.
Okay.
Well, you guys really have a great sound, and it's amazing that you're just kind of evolving right now as a band. I know that when we were promoting it, we were saying you were a little more country porch swing. So it's a real interesting sound you've got.
Yeah, sorry about that. We're changed.
Trying to carry some of that with that last tune.
Yeah, we changed gears quite a bit. You know.
Well, all you can tell is everything's going to change sooner or later.
Yeah, I think Paul Simon wrote a song about that.
In fact, I want to remind people they can come and see you live tonight at Brightly Twisted.
Brightly Twisted in Livonia. On Farmington Road, just south of 94?
96.
Sorry, 96.
In Farmington.
No, in Livonia.
In Livonia.
Oh, on Farmington Road.
Yeah, let's go back over our shows. We have a show tonight, and we have a show on July 2nd at PJ's Logger House.
In fact,
playing with
show
lots
tonight.
Of fantastic bands. Okay. That's a Tuesday night, so take off work on Wednesday, everybody, and come out and see us Tuesday. And then we're also playing on August 14th in Campus Martius Park for a really important gig.
It'll be a lunchtime show.
Those are always fun.
They are always fun, and we'll have a good time doing it.
Okay, at Campus Martius, you'll be playing from noon till 2.
Noon till 2, a two-hour set. Great.
In fact, tonight, what time are you guys playing at Brightly Twisted?
We're going on at 8 o'clock p.m. tonight. So after the storm comes through and you don't pick up your yard or anything, just come out and see us play. Buy some tie-dye.
Yeah.
Or take some tie-dye.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and as a band of 2 days, we also have other members that are doing quite a lot themselves.
I, Donovan, and our drummer, Danny and I, will be doing a folky, jazzy guitar duo at Cliff Bell's on July 7th for free. Opening for Elizabeth Butters. She's a folk singer out of Brooklyn.
All right.
And then tomorrow night at the Music Hall Jazz Cafe, I'll be accompanying Dwayne Parham for the Unsung Heroes of Motown. It's a smooth jazz tribute to Motown.
In fact, Dwayne's a saxophone player?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Motor City Sax Appeal. That's the record.
All right. Well, these sound like some really interesting shows you've got going. Very different than most things.
So you really aren't just your average rock band. You guys are quite.
Yeah, I mean, I've been playing folk for so long. I'm a folk musician trying to play rock, and Donovan and Danny are jazz musicians trying to play rock, and I think Mike's the only rock musician in the band, really. I don't know how we do it.
And it's all his equipment. So.
It's all his equipment. That exactly explains why it's all his equipment.
Well, you've got a really nice sound going. You've got some cool things going down.
You really do.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you guys letting us come out here and show the world, take over the airwaves.
Well, and it's nice you've got a couple of shows people can come to in the next few days.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right, well...
You got about 10 minutes left.
We got about 10 minutes left, but we only have one song for you.
Let's
do about 5 minutes of that.
Well, maybe we'll work something out here.
We'll work something out. Ready? Oh, yeah, this one is called The Curse of the Black-Eyed Susans. So, write that down. Are you taking notes at home? Thank you.
company, it was hard to see past the look you sent to me. I must have mixed the address and made a mess of your eyes' trajectory. It was just a chance that your glance danced directly at my heart. But when your look turned vacant, it was a mistake on my part. Precious thing, and I'm dying to know if the colors match your stain. Your cheek like it was set on history. It went clear right through my ears and made my bone and knees weak. Well, lo and behold, the love you sold was not mine to keep. I tried to buy it back again, but the price was just too steep. Precious thing, and I'm dying to know if your color matches your stain.
Sleepy Thieves, right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. They got a bunch of shows, well, at least a couple of shows you can come and see them live at, like tonight. Where at, Margaret?
Brightly Twisted on Farmington Road in Livonia.
That's right, just south of Schoolcraft. And then, at the Logger House, next Tuesday, they're going to have the Sleepy Thieves, the Isle of Rhodes from New York City, Robert McFly and the Free Radicals, Zombie Jesus and the Chocolate Sunshine Band. That's right. In fact, And you can, in fact, what's the best way to get a hold of the Sleepy Thieves?
Facebook or SoundCloud?
Why don't you just give
them a I don't want all the attention. Facebook or SoundCloud, you can, if you Google us, actually, we're the first thing that comes up.
All right.
We are the only Sleepy Thieves in existence.
The only Sleepy Thieves. So.
Yeah, make sure to put the Y at the end. Sleep Thieves is something else, but Sleepy Thieves is just us.
All right. Now we've got about 3 minutes left. Now, I know it looks like Donovan's there. He's taking off his shoes. He's getting relaxed.
Actually putting them back on.
In fact.
I play shoeless when I can.
We're glad you were able
It's freeing.
We like people to be as free as possible here on the station making waves. But do you think we've got like 3 minutes left? Do you think you might give us a little taste of the Sleepy Thieves as we go out?
Just some freestyle stuff?
Yeah, we can freestyle.
Yeah, sure.
All righty. Just wanted to mention next week is 4th of July. We are going to be doing a best of show from past Motors. And the week after that we have...
Why, the band from the School of Rock.
Yeah, the graduating class.
Which one, Rochester?
I don't know. Big
I think
it Farmington?
It's Farmington or Royal Oak?
There's a couple of different ones. We'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
In fact, one thing I want to tell people, you're also got some jazz shows, Donovan. Where can people check you out with your jazzy shows?
Tomorrow, down on Madison at the Music Hall Jazz Cafe, I'll be playing with Dwayne Parham. It's a Motown tribute show. And then on the 7th, our drummer, Danny, and I will be playing at Cliff Bells.
Hello?
July 7th. What day is that?
Hi, hello. Can I help you?
Sunday.
Yes. Sunday.
All right.
Well, so come down to Cliff Bells, have a nice martini, and listen to a jazz guitar duo.
All right. They're two really, really nice clubs to go to. Why don't you guys take it away?
Both gigs, 8 p.m.
This jam's called Hi Mom, I'm on the Radio.
Well, thank you for listening.
Little Red Spiders.
Little Red Spiders.
Yeah. Let's play it again.
Take a minute for coming out tonight.
Come see us at Brightly Twisted at 8 p.m. in Livonia, Michigan on Farmington Road, just off the 6th Mile.
This is WHFR Dearborn, and welcome to Old Time Radio Mysteries. For the next hour, let WHFR take you back in time to the days when mystery radio drama was king. You'll hear shows like Suspense, The Inner Sanctum, The Obsession, The Weird Circle, Whistler, Mysterious Traveler, and so much more. Back to those mysterious dramas that were almost too scary to listen to in the dark of night. So, if you dare, WHFR now presents Old Time Radio Mysteries for your listening enjoyment.